I'm Bob Agnew.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in on this gorgeous Easter weekend. I hope you guys have been having an awesome, Good Friday, Easter weekend, Passover. Hope nobody's constipated. I have written so much Ducalax and Colace in the last 5-6 days, but it's all worth it. It's for the holidays. That's what it's all about. And, of course, the peeps. Right, gotta run over to Target as soon as we're done, or Walmart, and get my. How much are peeps now? $1 per each. You know, you got to get the blue peeps, the yellow peeps, and the pink peeps. My favorite are the yellow peeps. I don't think you should start miscoloring the peeps. You know, just peeps. I think were always yellow to begin with. Well, we got the yellow, the blue, and the pink. And then you kind of make them all nice. But this is very interesting. Okay, from a psychology standpoint. There's a psychiatrist named Dr. Alan Hirsch, and he is also a psychiatrist and a neurologist, and he says, based on the Easter egg basket you want, or the Easter egg candy, he could determine your personality, okay? Okay, now, my Easter egg basket would probably have the little paper things all frayed and spewn, you know, like my hair always looks. But listen to this. No, go on, there's a psychology here. Okay, so I guess he said for peeps, if you like fresh yellow peeps, you're a social optimist, and you tend to say, quote-unquote, anywho. Who talks like that, anywho? I think he's American. No, I don't know if he's single. Okay, so anyway, if you like the yellow peeps, if you like stale peeps, if you like to wait for your peeps to be hard and stale, they say you're a procrastinator. If you like frozen peeps, he says you have commitment issues. If you like to microwave your peeps, ooh, that does sound intriguing. He says you're impulsive and impatient and a control freak. Uh-oh. What if you like the lavender peeps, the purple peeps? They say you own 2 Pomeranians, Siegfried and Roy. Oh, that's not even funny. If you like slow roasted peeps on a shish kebab, I think you need psychological intervention. That's what they say. You know what I like? One of you had called in and told me about the chocolate covered peeps. I understand this is a medical show. We're supposed to be talking about health. We're supposed to be talking about, you know, healthy type foods and healthy type snacks. But no, not when it comes to the peeps. You could eat peeps on Passover. Peeps don't have any yeast or leavened bread, right? They're just peeps. They're marshmallow. I mean, they got a coating on there. Is that coating? The coating's not like graham cracker or anything. It's like a colored candy coating. I think peeps are good. I think peeps are good. Okay, now, what about the eggs? What happens if you like eggs? He said, well, let's move to the chocolate-covered bunnies, because I forget, a lot of you guys like the bunnies. He said, if you prefer a hollow chocolate bunny, I don't. I don't like chocolate hollow. That means that store just screwed you out of extra chocolate. Don't be giving me a hollow bunny. That's the way for the company to save money on extra chocolate. You're going to give me a chocolate bunny. I want to sink my teeth into the whole damn chocolate ear or the thorax or the chocolate abdomen, coccyx. Give me full chocolate. Don't be hollowing the sucker and trying to chintz out. They say if you actually prefer the hollow, you tend to be more of a thrill seeker, seeking challenging experiences. But Dr. Hirsch says for those who prefer solid, you tend to be risk adverse. You tend to be satisfied with current life. You're a loyal and true friend. Ah, so you see, I ain't crazy. All right. So he said they were able to correlate the food choices with a different personality type. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, do you think this is true? What's your favorite peep? What's your favorite chocolate? We got some medical stories coming up, but this is kind of important. This is important. Okay, now let's look at the eggs. If you like your solid chocolate eggs, you iron your socks. I don't wear socks. If you like your hollow chocolate eggs, He says you are empty and unfulfilled, and you hide the howling existential void inside you with a brave smile. Okay, that's not me. I like a nice, meaty, beefy chocolate egg. Now, a chocolate egg with caramel center. Nah, don't be screwing around with the chocolate. Just give me all chocolate. Don't be trying to substitute some caramel in there. He says you are a free spirit and you wear clothing made from soybeans. Okay, so I think he's assuming you guys have more gas because you like the caramel. What if you like a die-hard boiled Easter egg? He said you may have made a good Brady. He's making fun of you there. Snap now. All right, plastic eggs. You work, oh my gosh, I wouldn't want a plastic egg. Plastic egg says you work and play well with others. That's not me. But only if you could get something in return. Again, not me. Now, what if you like a peanut butter egg with a coconut center? This is Dr. Dolly's show. We're talking about a psychological review and analysis based on your Easter egg candy choice based on Dr. Hirsch, was it? Alan Hirsch. All right, peanut butter egg with a coconut center. You have a vanity license plate. Is any of this true? Okay, now we're going into the jelly beans. Jelly beans, I like the jelly beans that are blue and speckled. I don't know what flavor that is, but those taste good. If you like sweet jelly beans, which is me, you're a joiner, team player, go along to get along kind of person. That's me. Now, I hate black licorice. They say if you're into the black licorice jelly beans, I think black licorice is one of the worst tasting candies ever. It shouldn't even be called a candy. It should be listed with the vegetables. They say you're somewhat devious and seductive. You are a devious charmer. You could easily win on Survivor. Now, I couldn't win on Survivor. Don't you have to be topless to be on Survivor? No. If you like the spice-flavored jelly beans, oh, I hate that. I hate, don't be spicing up the jelly beans. They say you're rebellious and nonconformist. And you like to wear black leather pants, and not me. If you like the gourmet jelly beans, you wear a Bluetooth, and you confuse, no, I don't know. That's a little bit too high-tech for me. Okay, bunnies. Here we go. If you like bunnies, now, again, it's got to be a specific bunny. Milk chocolate versus dark chocolate. I think I like milk chocolate more than dark chocolate. I'm getting sick of dark chocolate. Once I found out dark chocolate's healthier for you, I didn't like it anymore. Milk chocolate, you're set in your ways. You always press one for further options when you hear a pre-recorded voice prompt. I got to tell you, this guy knows me. This guy sounds like he slept with me for the last 10 years. He knows me. Dark chocolate, you root for Snow White. I don't. I root for Dopey. Vanilla bunnies means he's cheating on you. Bacon-flavored bunnies. Speaking of bacon, there's bacon-flavored condoms. We got to talk about that. Don't go away. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Taking in. Apparently, being a medical show, I was just told I need to talk about the calorie intake we're all taking in this Easter weekend. Oh, man. We were having so much fun talking about the peeps. I love the peeps. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. If you've noticed, I have not over the past 18 minutes, and it being 18 minutes past the hour, ripped on Obamacare. Not too shabby, but we do have some Obamacare news coming up. We got to talk about that. We also need to talk about how some of our grandparents and parents taking antihistamines may be coming down with some diarrhea. So we always talk about the bowels on our show, so we're not going to let this show be an exception. We're also going to talk about the fattest countries. America is not the fattest country. Is that pretty cool? We are not the fattest country in the world, America. I know, which is why we get to celebrate with our peeps. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So according to this article, they're saying to stay clear of Dove chocolate bunnies. Oh, I love Dove chocolate. I would have to say, yes, I'm going on a tangent. I would have to say my favorite chocolate is Dove and Godiva. Now, for the cheaper chocolates, right, you got your Hershey's, you got your Nestle, There's one chocolate that really sucks that I can't stand the brand. I can't think of it. I'm into the Hershey thing, but I think I eat so much of it, it's kind of old. So I never really eat Dove candy until Easter time. I've not gone to Target or Walmart yet to buy my Easter candy. I know I got like hours left, but you know it gets cheaper. I mean, if I went tomorrow, all the candy would be cheaper. So, I mean, maybe I should wait. And remember, you know, I've been doing the whole Passover thing, so I got to be careful what I put in my mouth. If it doesn't have matzah and constipate you and rip your bowel, it's not allowed on Passover. But anyway, okay, so back to the story. They're telling us to stay clear of Dove chocolate bunnies and avoid the little beeps. Now they say, sorry. Oh, come on. Come on. I never get to talk about peeps the whole year round. Let me talk about the damn peeps. Okay. They say the Daily Beast has ranked more than 60 types of candy in 6 categories. Oh, who would do this? You see, whoever would do this, I would say is probably, you know, the party pooper of every group. Come on, for the love of the Lord. They say the most fattening Easter treat overall is the Palmer peanut butter cups. Palmer peanut butter cups. There's a lot of peas in there. Just like peeps, purple peeps. Palmer peanut butter cups with 240 calories per serving and 16 grams of fat. They say milk chocolate bunnies are the second, come up second, with 200 calories per serving, 13 grams of fat. Nobody gives a damn. I hope the people at the Daily Beast look, okay, we are not going to Dove. There's a Dove chocolate bunny. Oh, check this out. It says silky smooth solid milk chocolate bunny. They say the treat containing the most overall sugar is Russell Stover pectin jelly beans. Pectin? I guess it comes from the pectoralis muscle. With 34 grams of sugar per serving. Now, jelly beans may be fat-free, but they got a lot of carbs, people. See, I would not waste my carbs on a jelly bean. How I look at it, all right, and I think Weight Watchers could back me up on this sucker, is if you're going to be eating something candy, if you're going to be eating something yummy, then eat something yummy. If you have a choice between chocolate and jelly bean, and you're going to lose your carbs or lose your Weight Watcher points, you might as well make a chocolate. I don't understand people buying jelly beans. That makes no sense. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, but it's fat-free, Dr. Dahlia, so I'm going to lose weight. No. A lot of them have high fructose corn syrup. And remember, one jelly bean probably equals a half a Coca-Cola to me. So, no. Go for the chocolate. I mean, if you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat. Now, let's look at the peeps. The Just Born Peeps, which I didn't realize you could have, I guess, Just Born Peeps. You could have Teenage Peeps. Teenage Peeps probably have acne on them. Then you got the middle-aged 41-year-old woman. Those peeps probably have droopy breasts. And then you have the menopausal peeps. But I guess the Just Born Peeps was a close runner-up. I guess 34 grams of sugar and a 2-gram carbohydrate difference from second place. So, okay, now this is going to be a tough one, all right? So, Dr. Dahlia, do you choose a peep or do you choose a chocolate-covered bunny? Again, go for the chocolate. I mean, the peeps are nice and they look all cute and all that, but if it ain't chocolate, don't waste your calories. All right, what else? Oh, the mini eggs. Oh, I love the mini eggs. The mini eggs calorie count is high. They say a handful of 12 eggs comes at 190 calories and 8 grams of fat. Okay, so then just eat 11 eggs and you're good. Okay, let me see. Lindt's Gold Bunny. Okay, Lindt's Gold Bunny makes me fart. Lindt's Gold Bunny. Some chocolate gives you gas, and I don't know if it's the cheaper chocolate, but if I remember Lindt's, I can't eat any of the chocolate from Lindt's. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a cheaper chocolate. I'm not sure. Some of you guys that are chocolate aficionados or whatever the hell the Italian term is, or French term, if you could, it's probably Italian. Figure it out for me. Why does some chocolate make you fart? Okay, now, they say Americans spent $2.1 billion on Easter candy last year. So that's pretty good. So let's quickly run through, because I know you guys want me to go into some of the very exciting medical stories like bacon-flavored condoms. Okay, oh, do I have that? Good, I got that story. I think I even have a sample for y'all to try. Okay, here we go. The most fattening Easter candy. The winner, Palmer peanut butter cups. Runner-up, Palmer milk chocolate bunnies and carrots. Carrots? They have milk chocolate carrots? Oh, damn. Most sugar overall were the Russell Stover pectin jelly beans and the Just Born beeps. The most fattening chocolate bunny was the Dove milk chocolate bunny. I know there's Dove dark chocolate. If you're going to eat something yummy, eat it yummy. Runner-up was the Lindt gold bunny. Makes you fart. Remember, we're reviewing this all. I should give you guys a pop quiz. Most fattening was the chocolate large... Oh, most fattening chocolate large egg... No, you can't get them organic. The winner was the Seas Rocky Road... Rocky Road egg... Why don't you guys tell me this? There's a Rocky Road egg. Rocky Road is my favorite ice cream if I pull out the nuts. There's a Rocky Road egg? See's Rocky Road egg. I need to put this on my memo pad. Well, let me take an Instagram. You guys are kidding me. How come none of you Christians tell me this stuff? Look, we Jews don't know about all the... Hold on a second. Oh, my gosh. You guys are really keeping me out of the loop. Oh, no. I don't have to just eat my matzah. I'm allowed to have a See's Rocky Road egg once in a while. And then Snickers peanut butter egg is number two. I don't like Snickers. Don't be putting caramel or peanut in my stuff. And then the most fattening mini eggs are your Dove white chocolate eggs. I don't like white chocolate. Too healthy. And then Butterfinger Nest eggs. Oh, Butterfinger. Oh, really? You could get Butterfinger eggs? Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, wow. See's Rocky Road egg. You know what? If they don't sell it at Target, I don't know about it. Okay, I got to Google that. When is my break? Oh, I got to sell another 2 minutes till I could go on break. Damn. Okay, let's hurry. Oh, my gosh. I got to be PMSing. I am craving the chocolate. Oh, screw the peeps. There's a Rocky Road egg. See's candy is good. Okay, here we go. J&D. Who's J&D? I guess J&D brand has come up with bacon-flavored condoms. The latex prophylactics are actually printed to look like the breakfast side dish and filled with what they call bacon lube. It's a water-based lubricant that is advertised to taste and smell like greasy fried bacon. I don't like bacon. I can understand a See's Rocky Road egg-flavored condom. Okay, that to me makes a little bit more sense, but bacon? The entire package is sealed in a white wrapper featuring an image of bacon. According to the company on their website, it says every bacon condom has been rigorously tested to help ensure reliability. You're right. If you're Jewish, it's not kosher. Every bacon condom has been religiously tested to help ensure reliability and the utmost safety for when you're making bacon. I get that, making bacon. Is that another term for having sex, making bacon? I've been married 16 years. Is that what it's called, making bacon? I got to ask the young folk. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. What do they call having sex these days? I mean, I what did we call it back in the Clinton administration? What do we call it? Having a cigar? Every bacon condom. Okay, we already talked about that. J&D co-founder Justin Esch told the Miami New Times that the company worked with the FDA to make sure it met government regulations. Oh, my gosh. I got to show you guys a picture of this. It's disgusting looking. It's a bacon-looking condom. All right. You know what, guys? I'll have to put this on my Facebook when I'm done with the show. This is ridiculous. I had no idea. What is this really what interests people? And bacon-flavored. Who tastes the condom? Is this? What? What am I missing? What are you supposed... I thought with certain sex, you don't... Do condoms go in people's mouths these days? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Will somebody clue me in?
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac's true seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, I haven't gotten fired yet. I know, I'm wondering, we hit our fourth year anniversary back in January, so we're still going strong. But thanks to you guys for making that happen. You know, we are live every day, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, every day, 9 to noon. If you can't catch us on your local talk station, go to your iPhone app, Android app for Dr. Dahlia, or go to my website at drdahlia.com and hit on demand. Remember to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. And we have a couple cabins left for the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise. So go to my website to get that all taken care of. We're going to Alaska end of June. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I think we got Jim on the line. Hey, Jim, what's bacon?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, great show. In January, I had my annual physical, and the doctor sent me a summary of each of the lab tests. I found out from a friend in medical records that I had had an HIV test, which came out negative, But my doctor didn't tell me that he requested that test, and he didn't put it on the summary. So I wasn't, you know, they didn't ask my permission for the test, and they didn't tell me the results. Is this a widespread practice, and is it ethical or unethical?
Great question. Yeah, Jim, we actually got your message earlier this week, and we talked about it on the show earlier this week, but I'm glad I get to talk to you. So so when you got a copy of your records, there was no HIV on there?
No, he sends a one-page summary with each blood test listed and normal or
oh, okay, so it's not from the lab. Do you live in Vegas?
No. Yes, I do.
You do?
But my
labs done at like Quest or LabCorp? What, did he send them out to Quest or LabCorp?
But I use a doctor in Los Angeles where I'm from. I've kept my original doctor, so I don't know where they send the lab test.
Because what I was going to say is you could go straight to the lab, for any of you, doesn't matter what city you live in, you could go straight to the lab, and showing your ID, you could get a copy of your own blood work. If you heard from your friend that it was done, you know, it would be nice for you to actually see your own labs in your own hands. I mean, what if the doctor mistyped something? I think it's really cool that the doctor gives you a summary. I know that's not the point that we're talking about. We're talking about HIV and running it without your permission. But, you know, what if the doctor mistyped your cholesterol number or your TSH or the dictator mistyped it? So the first thing I would say is actually get the honest-to-God records. Now, I don't know much about go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
I got a copy after she told me this. I asked for a copy of the actual lab report, and it showed the two HIV tests. I didn't even know there were two, like an HIV-A and an HIV-B or something. Both were negative, and neither one were placed on the summary. So they did the test without my permission, and they didn't disclose the results. And this is from the actual lab report.
Right. Well, but, okay, and I could see why that would frustrate you. I don't know much about California law. In Nevada, I don't think it's required for the doctors to get consents, even though I always ask patients permission. And the reason why this is so clouded is because we were told for years, starting a few years back, get everybody's HIV status. All men need an HIV status. Then, just last year, they want everybody over the age of 50 to get a hepatitis test. So when the doctors are being bombarded with these rules saying you've got to screen everybody for HIV, I wasn't screening everybody for HIV. It was an expensive test. But I guess so many people are running around with HIV that they want us doctors to screen. Now, the question is, should they have gotten permission? I think it's nice to ask, but I got to tell you something. Many doctors don't ask, not because they're being unethical. It's because they have it a part of their routine panel. Okay. So, for example, when you need a pre-op for surgery, the surgeon will have on there, they want your comp panel to look at your liver and kidneys, they want your CBC to look at your blood count, they want your hepatitis, they want your PT, PTT to see if you bleed, and they want an HIV. So any of you coming in for my surgery clearance, your surgeon wants an HIV, so I just run it. And now, should I be asking you permission? Should the surgeon be asking you permission? This, nobody's really delineated that. And so we're running HIVs on everybody because the surgeons want it.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Couldn't they just inform us and not say, well, you know, we're not asking you for permission, but we're informing you. In other words, I was applying for long-term care insurance. What if it came back positive? I'd never get long-term care insurance.
I'm in agreement with you, Jim. Something like that, absolutely. I think we should incorporate consent, written consent, absolutely. Okay. You know, but where it gets sticky, Jim, is if you have these, I don't know, millions of people running around with HIV, and they don't want to get screened. Is the government, and I should probably post this. Thank you, Jim, for calling. I should probably post this to our listeners. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is the reason why we doctors are being told to just automatically put the HIV on there is because we have people out there that could be a threat. that could be spreading HIV. Most of these people that have HIV don't know they have it. And that's why we as doctors have been told, run the HIV. Now, for those of us that might have gotten a blood transfusion, might have gotten a tattoo, might have, according to this bacon condom website, you know, made some bacon with somebody. It doesn't sound as sexy when I say it. Making bacon with somebody named Dirk when you were in your 20s, when you and your, you know, then fiancé had a fight and you decided to go out and make your husband or fiancé angry and you, you know, decided to just, you know, throw one off with, you know, Dirk, who was very muscular at the time. Where was I going with this? Oh, I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, if the majority of people, according to one of the latest reports, has no idea they have HIV, and they do not consent to having an HIV done, is there then an ethical dilemma where we could have somebody run around giving somebody else HIV? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. See, where do we go with this? You know, the one thing I am noticing is we are having less and less and less privacy as we go. I was talking the other day about how ridiculous I think it is how insurance companies need to know your diagnosis to pay the claim. I mean, if I see you for diabetes or a rectal abscess, I have to put that down to get paid. Why the hell do I have to put that down? It's not the insurance company's business. And I can't just throw another diagnosis. That's insurance fraud. So if you think you have privacy going to the doctor, you don't have privacy because your insurance company and whoever the hell is looking at your claim knows your business. FMLA. When you guys ask your doctor for FMLA, read the questions the FMLA is asking. Describe the medical facts and give details of the medical condition. Well, I had a patient who had HIV. And he had to see his HIV doctor, and he was having some diarrhea, and he would every now and then get mycoplasma pneumonia. So he needed the FMLA, but he did not want me to tell his work that he had HIV. What am I supposed to do as a doctor? What is the patient supposed to do? And remember, when you drop off the FMLA, where does it go? It goes to your human resources department. Where is the privacy? So when it comes to HIV testing, I can totally understand why Jim is mad. I also want to know why Jim's friend was, you know, peeking at his labs. But, you know, sometimes you'll have your friends, you know, look at the records and send them to you, et cetera. So, you know, he has an inside, which is good. But I think for any of us, if we're going to have a test done and we have to pay for it, hell yeah, we should consent and give permission. But that doesn't solve the problem of people running around with HIV that don't know it, giving people HIV, and then people say, but the doctor should have known. The doctor, when you had a physical, should have tested for it. So, I mean, this is just one of those things where you scratch your head going, huh? But that's the way everything is now in day with healthcare, especially with Obamacare. I told you I'd bring up Obamacare. Okay, when we come back, your antihistamine's causing diarrhea. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, usually we like to talk about what we're going to discuss the next week on the show, but I have no idea yet, so I can't do that. But we covered some phenomenal topics last week. And because we have the ability to podcast and you all get the information that I talked about because you missed the show, and that's another subject we need to discuss. Why the hell are you missing my show? 16 hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show, we cover a lot of stuff. So just really quickly, these are some of the things we had reviewed. Men with bleeding gums have twice the chance of suffering erectile dysfunction. So if you brush your teeth and your gums start to bleed, scientists found that you are twice more likely to later have issues having erections. We talked about why. It's kind of the hypotenuse of the story, of a couple stories we've been talking about for years. One is how gum disease is linked to heart disease. Two is how erectile dysfunction is linked to heart disease. So when you do the hypotenuse of the triangle, of those two legs of the triangle, you get this: bleeding gums and gum disease linked to erectile dysfunction. So we discussed that basically in a nutshell. Make sure you see a dentist. Okay, you know, we always say to clean your teeth, and, you know, mostly guys worry more about below the waist than above the waist. If you want to protect below the waist, protect above the waist. No, you don't brush your penis. No, you brush your teeth, but it helps. Forget it. All right, next. They devised an invisibility cloak very similar to the Harry Potter one, except really, really micro thin. So I guess they now have a sheet that could play around and refract images such that it could cause invisibility. If our military gets a hold of this, this is going to be awesome. They will really kick some major butt. We talked about that. I think we talked about Ashley Judd not running for the state senate in Kentucky. We don't care about Ashley Judd. No big deal. We talked about how a couple middle school students were poisoning their teacher with hand sanitizer. Now, most of you guys already heard about this story, but, you know, it just kind of makes you wonder what the hell's going on with these kids. And where are the parents, and what are the parents teaching him? So I guess the teacher had her cup on her desk, and they for months were throwing hand sanitizer in her cup. Now, she was having abdominal issues and went to doctors, but she never went to the hospital. I'm sure, you know, they could have probably tested, like, a blood alcohol level. I'm not sure. But anyway, she didn't die, thank God. The kids are, I believe, up on felony charges. They are going to a school for, quote-unquote, troubled kids so that they can still learn. But for those of you having abdominal complaints and issues, it could be that your students or your kids are poisoning you. We also talked about baldness and prostate cancer. Another study has linked baldness and prostate cancer. Those of you that bald early, before the age of 30, you could be more at risk for aggressive prostate cancer by the time you're 60. Now, I understand with Obamacare, they don't want a screening for prostate cancer. They don't want us running PSAs. And even if you have prostate cancer, they want us to sit there and do nothing with our thumbs up our prostate. No. As far as I'm concerned, if you early balded, whether it's frontal balding, whether it's in the back of the head balding, even though this study looked at frontal balding being more so a culprit. Early balding by age 30, get your PSAs checked. I would start getting your PSAs checked early. All right. Also, I guess doctors have been able to come up with a test to determine when our final period may be. I'm really excited. Apparently, they came up with some mathematical formula using estradiol, which comes from the ovaries, and follicle-stimulating hormones, which comes from the brain, to tell our ovaries to stimulate and pop out an egg. Well, they are able to figure out when we could come up with our last menstrual period. Now, why do we want to know that? Well, usually our husbands are kind of interested in that date, and our kids. I know my staff would love to know when my periods stop. But where this matters is knowing when to start instituting bone salvaging therapy. Okay, we want to protect your bones from bone shrinkage and osteoporosis. And the first 5 years are pretty much the most crucial in which we want to be able to maintain and prevent your bones from deteriorating. So if we could figure that out, I mean, that would be huge. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What we are going to be talking about later this week is a new blood test that could help spot pancreatic cancer. So that's going to be cool. Problem with these tests, honestly, problem with these tests is we talk about them, we get all excited, and then, okay, well, when are they going to be out on the market? And if they are out on the market, will Obamacare pay for it? Another thing we're going to be talking about is it looks like this study, now here we are, what, 11 years later, reconfirming that estrogen plus progesterone menopausal hormone therapy could be linked to increased breast cancer again. Remember Women's Health Initiative back in 2002 said we need to avoid estrogen and progesterone combinations because it could induce an already formulating breast cancer, and it could expedite it and make things worse. And then studies came out saying, nah, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Well, apparently now, it's what it said. I'm quoting the New England Journal of Medicine. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. And now, I guess there's another study going. Was it New England Journal of Medicine? Archives? Annals? Anals. The anals. Annals. All right, now they're saying use of combined estrogen and progesterone among postmenopausal women does increase risk of breast cancer. So, I can't speak for all the breasts of America, but my breasts are confused. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, in today's news, patients who take antihistamines to reduce stomach acid may be at risk for infection of Clostridium difficile causing diarrhea. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, antihistamines are for allergies. No, we got H1 blockers and we got H2 blockers. Remember my show from 3.5 years ago? Look, if you weren't paying, you snooze, you lose. 3.5 years ago, if I got to pull out the archive, I'll pull it out. We talked about H1 blockers and H2 blockers. H1 blockers we use for allergies, your Benadryl, your antihistamine type medications to stop allergies. Your H2 blockers are your Pepcid, your Zantac, and those medications we use for antacids. But with a capital B, we use H2 blockers when you have certain allergic reactions. How many of you, raise your hand, were put on Pepcid or Zantac or Tagamet when you went into hives? Raise your hand. I can't see if you're raising your hands. You raising your hands? All right, so you were given an H1, like a Zyrtec, Claritin, Benadryl. You were given an H2. Pepcid, Zantac, etc. And then you were probably given like an EpiPen just in case you went into anaphylaxis and stopped breathing. And we probably gave you some steroids also because, you know, we're really into steroids. Okay? And I mean, some of us still are. If you're given H2 blockers, now we're not talking about the Prilosec, the Nexium, the Prevacid. Those are PPIs, proton pump inhibitors. Right? And we're not talking about PEEPs. For Easter, a lot of P words we're talking about, right? You know, we're pretty pickled over all the P words in this presentation of the show. We're talking about your H2 blockers, your Pepcid, and your Zantac. They're saying that can put you at increased risk of infection for Clostridium difficile. Well, see, DIF causes diarrhea and a pretty nasty sort of diarrhea. So researchers looked at the findings of 33 previous studies that looked at C. diff and antihistamines that kind of decrease stomach acid, all right? And they found that apparently there was a link between these H2s and C. difficile. Remember, the acid in your stomach, albeit causing, wreaking havoc on your esophagus and possibly causing changes in the esophagus that could lead to esophageal cancer. Remember, for every good, there's a bad. Well, the bad is if it decreases stomach acid, you could be more at risk for other types of infections. So we're going to probably be talking more about this later in the week when I understand it more. All right. Chewing gum could make you fat. How many of you chew gum so you don't get hungry? Gum can make you hungry. So we're going to talk about that later this week. Remember, my show is on Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. Email me at drdahlia.com if you don't know when I'm on. Follow me at Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. Have an awesome Passover. Have an awesome Easter. Be safe. God bless.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.